officials with Centro in central New York are closely watching what's happening in Washington this week as the House and Senate try to agree on a final transportation spending bill. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Central New York Bus Company would be hit hard if certain spending proposals are approved.
At issue was an amendment to the $325 billion federal highway bill that would take away mass transit money earmarked for several states in the Northeast, including New York. If approved, the state would lose $100 million. For Centro, which provides mass transit across central New York, it would mean a loss of $12 million over 6 years. Executive Director Frank Kobliski says much of that would be earmarked for buying new buses.
If you were to start taking away an additional $2 million in the case of Centro, that's the equivalent of losing four buses every year for the six-year life of the proposed legislation.
It's been 25 years since landmark legislation overhauled the way Washington doled out transportation aid, offering a bigger chunk of the cash for mass transit in the Northeast. Since then, lawmakers from the South and West have tried to get back to the old formulas by eliminating the high-density states program. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is a member of the conference committee hammering out the final legislation now.
We've had attempts before. We've beaten them back. This is as close as it's ever come. We're down to the last few days, and we got to beat it back.
Also on that House-Senate conference committee, Syracuse area Congressman John Katko, who says lawmakers have made progress on an agreement to keep sufficient mass transit funding to states like New York. A final bill is expected to come out of the committee by the end of the week. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.